Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
If you've got one, get it out, wave it all about. This song is actually longer than I remember it, but we'll go for it. Was going on way too long. I am totally puffed. You can hear in the background my new co-host.
Oi, oi! How you doing?
Just wait a minute. Ian is warming up by working out on the punch bag that we brought in to the show. Welcome to a new direction in Talk Radio with the signing of Jeremy Kyle and Matthew Wright. Wrighty and Kylie, as I call them, both great guys, great personal friends of mine. Talk Radio is reacting to the situation that's going on in the radio at the moment. And if you just turn on, just sit down, mate, please. If you just turn on any radio at the moment, you'll know what we've all been thinking. There's too many shows for women. Too many shows hosted by women.
You're damn right.
Please. Too many shows presented by women. Too many shows aimed at women. And Talk Radio is doing its best to get rid of all of the women that work here. Obviously, apart from Julia at breakfast, does a great show. Is she a woman? The tests aren't back from the laboratory yet. That was rude. But we have got rid of the lady that used to work here. We've got a new host coming in. It's a soft launch. He's going to be filling in for me next week when I'm on a fact-finding mission in the Ukraine. And then when we're going to come back, the brand new show, The Two Ians, starts. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ian Watkins. Not that one, and certainly not that one. Ian Watkins, Watco.
Oi, oi.
There we go.
How you doing?
0344-499-1000. He's just going to be here tonight, just helping out with the show, just seeing how the show works, getting the vibe of the show. I believe you've got a few features for us that we're going to try later on.
In the man cave.
Are we going to
in the man cave.
There we go, in the man cave.
Written it on a piece of paper.
If you want to give us a call about your man cave, what it's like, what is in there, what happens in there, 0344-499-1000.
In the cave.
In the man cave.
Yeah.
Skype is open for business. You can Skype Late Night Alternative. That name will, of course, be changing while I'm away. And you are welcome to call in about anything. Tonight's show is dedicated to the Trivago lady, who I think doesn't get anywhere enough credit for the work that she does, A, as an actress.
She's fit, man.
And B, that is, okay, I've totally lost my train of thought. The Trivago lady, A, as an actress, and B, as a promoter of online hotel booking resources. So tonight's show is dedicated to the Trivago lady. I tweeted a lady earlier on, and turns out she wasn't the Trivago lady, so apologies to her.
It happens.
It does happen, man. It does. Twitter is a weird place. I got some guy's giving me beef now on Twitter, right? This guy, let's see what this guy is. Some guy, he claims to be an on-air... Get the phones! He claims to be an on-air radio coach. Isn't it interesting how a lot of these on-air radio coaches, I don't know, don't actually work in the radio? I mean, geez. But you can give us a call about anything. You know, the show works. Tonight's featured artist is Neil Diamond.
I used to drive a coach, by the way.
Tonight's featured artist is Neil Diamond. He's got a new CD out, Hot August Night 3, recorded live at the Greek Theatre, Los Angeles, CA, I don't know what that means, in August 2012. So that's 6 years ago. We'll be playing tracks from that later on tonight.
Really?
Yep.
I'm not a big fan of the old live CDs, if I'm honest.
Are you a fan of Neil Diamond?
Everyone's a fan of Neil Diamond. Come on, he's brilliant, isn't he? He's blooming brilliant, but I don't like the live CDs, mate. So what's so good about this one? Too much applause?
But this is live CDs, I think, are the best because you really capture the artists, their excitement, the passion, some great interpretations of classic songs. This has got Overture, Suleiman, Beautiful Noise, Forever in Blue Jeans, Love and Love. We'll be playing some of that a bit later on. And this gets two thumbs up from me and Watco. It's a great album.
We've not heard it yet, mate.
No, not heard it yet.
Can't give any thumbs up for it.
This guy has never...
What, me?
...done a dud album.
Oh.
Neil Diamond has never done a dud album. So I know that this is going to be a great album. I know it's going to be a superb record. I can't wait to listen to it. I'm excited to listen to it, and I'm excited for you to listen to it, dear listener. And I'm excited as well for you to then go out and buy it, and to listen to it on your CDs. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Lots to talk about tonight. Let's just go straight to the calls. Good evening, David.
Hello,
David.
Are you excited for tomorrow?
Sorry?
Are you excited for tomorrow?
What's happening tomorrow?
The seance.
Seance is not happening tomorrow, mate.
Saturday?
Yeah, it's not happening tomorrow, mate. The seance is happening in September at some point in my new house with my tiny Ouija board. Hey, here's something, right? I've got a Ouija board now. It's a tiny one. And I've been using it as my mouse mat, right? Is that
very dangerous?
Okay? Although I did find myself looking. This is kind of a joke, but this is actually true. So I've been using my Ouija board as a mouse mat, right? Which I think is fine, but I did suddenly find myself looking at "Marry a Witch" from the 18thcentury.com, and I don't remember how I got there.
That'll be the board,
what,
mate.
What you'll be doing?
That,
but you know. Beth?
Sorry, hello?
You know when you double click on your mouse?
Yes.
When you actually do a Ouija to wake up the ghost, you actually tap the glass on the table. So you're recreating that.
Okay. The seance is not happening tomorrow.
Well, you're
not even coming to the seance.
I am.
Yes.
I'm down here in London. I booked a train and everything. You tell me it's not tomorrow.
Well, I don't even live in London now.
Kensington?
No, I don't live in Kensington. No, I live in a farm in the country now.
Well, I was going to get. I was going to ask you whereabouts it was, and then get a train.
Neil, can I just say, Neil? Give us a call on 0344 499 1000 and explain. This guy, right? This guy's accused me of slagging off the woman who used to work here. His name escapes me. Hello,
it's Kathleen. Kathleen.
He says that Emma Willis only got her job by sleeping her way to the top. He doesn't use the sleeping word. He uses the F word.
No.
So Neil. And this guy claims to be an on-air radio coach, a guy who doesn't even work in the industry.
Unbelievable.
He's going around saying, now, listen, Emma is a beautiful, talented woman. I've met her. I've worked with her, right? I'd like her job. But the suggestion that she slept her way to the top, you lost the argument. You lost the argument, Neil. So why don't you either phone up or go and jack off?
Is this the guys' club?
It is. It's yes.
It's the man cave. Welcome to the man cave.
I wanted.
What would you like to say? Because you're really starting to get on my. Ah, I know what, David. You're a spiritualist and a seancist, yeah?
All right.
Yeah. Say hello to Ken from Newcastle.
Good evening, Ian.
Ken, say hello to Dave. David, he's a ghost hunter.
Ian, just good evening, Dave. Good evening, gentlemen. I'm your new partner, Ian.
Yeah, okay. Don't speak to him for the minute. I've not really introduced him properly.
Good evening,
yet.
Ken.
Ian.
Good evening, Dave.
Don't even talk to him, Ken. He's not meant to be here. Ian, say hello to David, who's a ghost hunter. Ken, say hello to David, who's a ghost hunter.
Hello, David. You're a ghost hunter, but I would just suggest, my friend, you're into very dangerous territory. But that is your decision. And Ian, you're holding a seance in September.
Seance. I'm hosting a seance, not a seance.
A seance, whatever way you want to pronounce it,
yes.
You are entering into dangerous territory and you're bringing your family into dangerous territory.
Tell us how, Kim.
Can I talk? Well,
a seance is trying to contact the dead.
Yes.
It is called necromancy in the Bible.
I will not be sleeping with them.
It is condemned by God. It is demonic.
Yeah, I won't be
and
having
I'm
sex with them.
I'm saying this to you in love and concern for you. I'm not the judge. I'm speaking to you in love and concern for your life and for your family, especially your children.
Ken.
You're drawing your children into very dangerous territory.
David, speak to Ken.
Ken, you are a fanny.
Whoa, David, calm your horses. You can't call him a fanny. That's out of order. Apologies, Ken. That was out of order.
That's okay.
That was inappropriate. That was bad. No, apologise, David.
No. He's attacking you, and you're my friend, and I won't have it, because Ken, right, quite frankly, Jesus was a knob.
Right, I'm cutting you off, David. That is inappropriate. I'm sorry, Ken. I thought he was going to give us a sensible debate. But I've been using the Ouija board as my mouse mat.
Well, Ian.
Yes, Ken.
When Jesus was on the earth, much of his ministry was casting out demons.
Yep.
He came to defeat the supernatural forces of Satan and his demons.
Okay.
When you enter into a seance, that type of situation, you are calling evil spirits into your home, into your heart, and into the presence of your children.
No, my kids don't live there.
I thought you said you're going to bring your kids over there.
I'm not taking... Clean your lug out. I'm not going to take my kids to a seance. You think I'm nuts?
Well, actually, sometimes I do think you're a bit nuts.
Oh, fair play. I respect your honesty. No, my kids will not be at the seance.
Good.
They'll be upstairs in their beds asleep.
Yeah, but you're bringing them into the house where your kids live.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this what happened to me in Canada. Oh. We had friends in the Indian Native Reserve. His name was Bud. He was a Christian man who previously had been a very hardcore alcoholic. His family were tormented by demons speaking outside their home. Now, the houses in the reserves, they're usually about an acre of land. And around that house, his kids and himself and his wife were tormented by demonic spirits outside of the house.
Yes.
They called us to ask if we could help. Not that we're special, but we're Christians. And they asked us to come and pray against the spirits. Yeah. So we did that. We went round the property 7 times, casting out the demons out of his house, every room in his house, and out of the area where he lived. He had a plot of land, approximately an acre. We did that for 7 times. Then we prayed and gave glory to God in the name of Jesus. Now, the next time we contacted him is about a week later.
And he was dead.
All gone.
He's covered in ectoplasm.
No more trouble.
Nope. Okay. Well, so if I do get possessed by demons, I've just got to call Jesus then. So I'm all right. That's insurance. That's like travel insurance.
Yeah, but Ian, you have to get serious about this, man.
I'm serious about it. I bought a Ouija board from Amazon.
You're not serious about Jesus.
No.
You're mocking Jesus.
I'm not mocking Jesus. I am having a seance, Ken, and whether you like it or not, and I'm going to stream it on YouTube, and if I get possessed by a succubus or an incubus, then I can just pray to Jesus.
This will be the worst thing you can do for your children, Ian.
No, the worst thing I did for my children was going on I'm a Celebrity, but thanks for your input. 0344 499 1000. Just, yep.
Am I going to the seance then, mate?
No. This is Talk Radio.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Uncut, after hours conversation for the up all night generation.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're very, very welcome to.
You did that quite quickly, mate.
New direction in radio.
0344 499 1000. Just giving it them again, just in case. You did it very quickly, so.
Okay, this is my new co-host.
Hey, it's a high five, man.
Here we go, brother.
That's beautiful.
Ian Watkins, not that one. Certainly not that one.
It's the two Ians.
It's the two Ians.
Friday night. Me and you together.
Next week I'm off and you're filling in.
I'm in.
For me.
I'm in.
What you got planned for
you
the listeners next week?
Well, no. I don't want to reveal all my secrets.
Okay.
I've got some stuff in the man cave tonight though.
Yep. Okay.
Well, have you got any?
Let's get there in a bit. By the way,
go through that.
Ladies are still welcome to call in because it will be nice to get the female perspective on some of the big news stories. So, girls,
everyone's welcome.
If you get permission from your husband, you're welcome to call him.
Give us a bell.
Let's go to Alan Caddick.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
He's talking to
me. Hey, man.
Yes, Alan. Just ignore the other Ian for the minute. Well, let's focus on me. What you got for us tonight?
Well, I've been thinking about this seance.
Yes.
It's a bit dangerous you putting it on YouTube.
Why is it dangerous? Do you think YouTube could become haunted? This is actually going to happen, right? In September, midnight in my new farmhouse, I'm inviting a few selected friends. I've got a Ouija board, although it is tiny.
Are you sure I'm not invited?
I'm definite. And I'm going to be streaming it using night vision cameras at midnight on YouTube. Why is it dangerous putting it on YouTube?
Because YouTube might crash.
Has the internet... This is a serious question. Has the internet ever been haunted? 0344 499 1000. I don't remember an instance of it happening.
It has.
Well, what was that, Rocco?
Nothing. I didn't say anything, mate.
Oh, I thought you possessing my started already.
This is more stilted than your usual phone calls, even the ones when you're actually asleep.
Well, I'm a bit bothered.
Why are you bothered?
Where's Miss Boyle?
Who?
This is awkward. This is awkward, mate. You need to lay this out properly, don't you?
I don't know who he's talking about. Who are you talking about?
The person he used to work with. Catherine.
Kathy.
Big boots to fill.
Yeah, very big boots.
No, not like that.
Size 12.
Unbelievable.
She doesn't work here anymore, Alan. She's gone.
She's one of the good guys.
Was a rank amateur.
Terminated.
She took 2 weeks off, which was a mistake. That's a mistake in this industry. You never take 2 weeks off. She would turn up. And I don't listen. Someone's accused me of being rude about her on air. So I'm not going to be rude about her on air. It's private. What happened between me and her and the boss and her and some of the members of the TalkSport team, that is not for broadcast. Yeah. Suffice to say, right, yeah. And I will not reveal
don't
anything.
Don't say anything.
I won't. But suffice to say, I don't think turning up to work drunk is a good look, Alan.
Ah, come on.
No, it's never a good idea.
I've had a couple of pints.
Work.
Well, a couple of pints and a few shots is
that's
fine.
That's all right, isn't it?
That's fine. But she would turn up and she
Bladdered,
obnoxious, aggressive.
I don't believe
she
that.
Would offer she would like massage people that didn't want a massage. She was really slowing this show down. Alan, please stop sign, mate. You never even met the woman.
You've got to leave. Look, it's making it awkward for me, isn't it? Because I'm sort of coming in. You're making it awkward.
Sorry, what, Co?
Sorry?
Yeah, exactly. So she's history. She's gone. She's consigned to the rubbish bin.
The boys are back in town.
Exactly,
yes,
Alan.
Come on.
Like the song we played at the start.
I remember that. I'm glad you
I don't like the kazoos either.
Sorry.
It just makes it sound a bit wacky.
I thought it was cool.
It sounds a bit wacky.
No, I'm not digging the kazoo.
Alan.
What?
Although, have kazoo...
You
must,
were playing it earlier.
There must be a pop song that the kazoo... Here we go. What was the biggest hit? What was the biggest hit ever to feature a stylophone?
What? What's that's got nothing to do with kazoo?
It's a similar sound.
Where did that come from?
This is a great one. What is the... Alan.
What a leap.
What is the biggest... hit song ever to have a stylophone in it?
It was that song done by that Australian bad boy.
Nah, it was Telstar, wasn't it?
No. Let him finish his point. Sorry.
It was a song done by that Australian bad boy, Wolf Harris.
No, mate. Wait, first of all...
He did use that a lot, didn't he?
I think calling an actual child molester and sex offender a bad boy, I think that kind of demeans...
I think
that's putting it very mildly. That guy's an obnoxious SH1T. But no, it was David Bowie. David Bowie song.
Life on Mars?
No, it was... I think it was Ground Control to Major Tom.
Space Odyssey.
Yeah, I think it was that one. It's got...
Heroes?
It's got a thing in it. All right, Alan, I'm getting bored now. Bye.
Thank you.
There we go. Let's go.
He's a good lad, isn't he?
He's a great
yeah,
lad.
Yeah, I like him. Pulls you back in town.
Here's Gatford. Hello, Gatford.
Hey.
Hi, Ian.
Yes, Gatford.
Yeah. Hey. And Ian.
Which one?
Okay, just get to this. Always, I notice there's a lot of dead air when you call in Gatford, so let's just say what you got to say.
Right. What I was going to say was loving the new format. Really looking forward to the hard launch. Will there
Monday.
Be
please,
sort of
please, Ian. What? Let him speak. You just keep interrupting them. Yes,
will there be
Gatford.
Sort of T-shirts or sort of, you know, paraphernalia made up for the proper launch?
Yeah, I've got some little sort of slogans there's I'm going to work on.
Go on, what,
we're on the up.
Huh?
We're on the up.
We're on the up.
It's all about the bants, high-fiving.
There we go, brother.
Beautiful. Never leaves me hanging.
Never leaves me. So there's going to be plenty of merch.
Wild women do and they don't regret it.
Yeah, we go.
Yeah. They don't regret it, mate.
Will you be getting rid of the lady tech op?
We're going to... Well,
she's great, by the way.
Hayley, it turns out there are... And this is insane. This is just shows political correctness gone mad. And this is why I can't wait for Brexit. Turns out you can't just sack a member of staff based on their gender. Which I think is nuts. I think is absolutely insane.
She's good. I like her.
You can't do it. You can't do it. So she'll be with us until her contract expires or until Brexit.
Which comes
first. Thanks for your call. It feels like I'm doing a lot of the work with
him. He's another good guy.
Let's take a break, and then we'll speak to Matt, and then we'll speak to Jerry.
03444991000.
This is Talk Radio.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh 03444991000. calls straight to air for the last 20 minutes of the show before Martin Kellner comes on. Good evening. It's been a dark show, so let's try and lighten the mood. And let's not mention the other guy anymore, please. He will not be coming back on my show. Good evening, Line 1. You're on the wireless.
Ian.
Yes.
Ian, it's David. I just wanted to call you to say I feel so much better. I'm not in the slightest scared or frightened from the incident tonight. I feel amazing now.
Are you high on drugs?
No.
You sound high. You sound like you're whacked up to your eyeballs.
No, I feel good.
Okay, well.
I feel good. I had a bad experience tonight. I spoke to you and now I feel great. So I'm trying to lighten the mood.
Okay, all right then.
I feel safe. I feel amazing.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad. That's great news. Weirdo. Okay. I don't think this has really gone the way that it was intended to. So. Okay. I'm a big guy. And I can't stop saying and. Like, I say it like Ringo Starr. And you listen to Ringo Starr. And I'm a big guy. And I can say quite happily, one of the things I've learned as I've got older is to say things that as a younger man I found difficult to say. And this is hard for me. This is tough. This is tough for me. But maybe I was wrong. The thought of taking this show into a more mature, masculine arena seemed like a good idea at the time, and have you got Thingy Bob? Have you got her number in the system? Do it. Dial it. One of the things, hey, Kenny Rogers said, know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away and know when to run. Well, I'm not running because I'm not a pussy like Kenny Rogers was. But I'm folding. And why F with the formula? Why F? You don't F with the formula, okay? This is Britain's most listened to late night radio show, okay? And if you start effing with the formula, then maybe it stops being that. You know, the vibe tonight took on a very dark, atmosphere. I think primarily because the guy that we got in wasn't actually that good. I think it could work with two blokes. But I don't want that idiot in my studio with me anymore. He'll have to talk to Denny Morris, the boss of this station, about money and all that. I could not give an SH1T. So he has to deal with that. So as I've got older, I have found that sometimes choose discomfort over resentment. And I've got a lot of resentful feelings towards the lady that used to work here. And because a lot of her attitudes were inappropriate, were offensive, she would give massages to men and women here, whether they wanted it or not, would stand very, very close, would, you know, like invade body spaces and kissed a female colleague on the lips just saying hello. But more importantly, I think that on this show, the biggest crime for me is that I think she was shit. And that to me is the biggest crime. It's the other stuff to one side. But getting a lot of tweets from people that seem to enjoy her complete ineptitude. So what I'm building up to saying is, and she's on the line now, is that Kathy? Sorry, have we disturbed you?
Yeah, new phone. Who is this?
This is Ian. This is Ian Lee on Talk Radio. You're live on the air. What's your language? Is that Kathy?
Are you paying me?
Sorry?
I mean, do I have to watch my language if you're not paying me?
Oh, listen, you've been listening to the Neil Veglio school of how women achieve success in broadcasting.
Who?
Okay. So what I would like to say is I would be very happy to accept your apology.
What?
And to have you fill in for me next week and come back and be my sidekick when I come back. I would be happy to do that. All you've got to do is say sorry and we move on.
So I take it things didn't work out with Singy.
He was absolutely awful. It was a nightmare. It was just it was really horrible, misogynistic. It was filth. It was really offensive.
Gosh.
He had this thing called something like Almost a Boiler, where he said, "Oh, sure, she's almost a boiler, but I'd give her one." That was that was like a feature on the show. It was horrible.
You'd definitely give her one, wouldn't you?
It was terrible. So what I'm saying is I'm the bigger man and I'm happy to have you back. You get to apologise and we are then cool and you can come back and you can be my sidekick.
Yeah. I don't think you know how apologies work.
Yeah, I do. You admit that you were wrong and you say sorry and then we're all cool. It really is as simple as that.
What am I supposed to be apologising for again?
A biddly biddly bong.
That.
A biddly biddly bong.
Wow.
A biddly biddly bong. A biddly biddly bong.
So just say it. Because this isn't great radio, but I'm letting you do it in public so that the air is clean. Clean air. I want to breathe clean air around me from now on.
It's 10 to 1 and you're ringing me with this.
Don't be so silly, Kath.
Yes?
Don't push it, mate. Not with the kids.
Blimey!
So, you've got 10 minutes to ring me back with a proper apology. Bye.
Please hang up.
What a tit! What an absolute tit! Outrageous behaviour. Not a flipping chance. Not a flipping chance.
We don't want to go from a sleazy country to a slutty country.
No, we don't. It's what we don't want to do. I got something. Hang on. This will be funny. Wait, listen to this.
Hello?
Yeah, we ordered a pizza about half an hour ago. Where is it?
Please hang up.
Absolute idiot. Oh, man.
You got 9 minutes.
Where's my pizza, you melon?
Where's my apology?
Where's my pizza? We ordered a pizza. Where's my pizza, you absolute tool?
I want a pizza. I want an apology. and I want a pay rise.
Oh, man. Not a chance in hell. There's not a chance in hell of that ever happening. Never going to happen. Never going to happen, never going to happen, never going to happen. Brit's bag, top fake bargains. Empty cases for turkey trips. But 0344-499-1000, by the way. Call straight to air. Brits are flying out to Turkey with empty suitcases to load up on fake designer gear. Popular resorts such as Marmaid or Ludeniz and Antalya have streets full of high-quality fakes. With the Turkish lira worth 89% less against sterling than last year, tourists are snapping up knockoff Louis Vuitton bags, Lacoste t-shirts and Ray-Ban sunglasses. I don't get the fake thing. I do get the fake thing. It's cheapness, isn't it? It's cheapness of it. But I don't get the named thing. I don't get why you'd want to have a Louis Vuitton bag. Or, sometimes these things are obviously higher quality. But with something like that, you're paying for the name, not the quality. But these hooky ones are going to be rubbish quality. UK travel companies are inadvertently promoting the illegal trade by selling shopping trips to towns packed with phony goods. That's not all they sell in those towns, you racist. Holidaymakers are urged to stock up on what reps describe as genuine fakes.
Let me just think about that for a moment. Genuine fakes.
Because the quality is so good. One UK travel agent... Travel agents, remember? There's travel agents near where I live. Who goes into a travel agent's? Drug runners. One UK travel agent revealed, we can't sell the holidays fast enough and people love fakes they can buy. They are very high quality and even more attractive now the lira is on its knees. Some people are hardly bothering to pack because they know they can get cheaper designer gear for less than they would pay for regular holiday clothes in River Island or New Look. New Look's quite cheap anyway, isn't it? Isn't it? Dodgy rag trade bosses, I haven't heard that phrase for years, in Turkey knock out millions of pounds of clobber, almost indistinguishable from the real thing, for a fraction of the UK price. A favourite destination is upmarket resort Oludeniz, where one road is dubbed Fake Alley. Come in, Martin. Many of the shops are set up like upmarket boutiques with... Yeah, we know what shops look like! And to make it easier for Brits to do their sums, shopkeepers take pounds as well as the Turkish lira. I understand why people buy hooky goods, Martin Kellner, who's on at 1 o'clock. But I don't get why people buy, like, actual... Why they want the word Louis Vuitton on a bag.
Oh, so people, this is fake. I missed the bit there. It's fake Louis Vuitton bags.
Fake Louis Vuitton bags. So I don't know why you'd want Louis... Why would you even want a Louis Vuitton bag?
What amuses me more than that
is
the fact that people are buying fake fur and it's turning out to be real fur.
Because it's cheaper to manufacture real fur than fake fur.
Precisely.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So, yeah, and people are annoyed that this is real. This is real.
But
I didn't want anything real. I wanted something fake.
A lot of it is cat and rabbit fur, apparently.
Lovely.
Yeah,
that's nice and smooth.
I terrified my kids. I've got a very old cat who's 19 and a half, and they can't wait for her to die because they want to get a kitten. And I terrified them because I'm genuinely thinking of getting her stuffed when she dies.
Oh, yeah, that's
and having
spooky.
Having her sat on the edge of the sofa all curled up. I think that'd be lovely.
Lovely's lovely's not the word that immediately comes to mind for that.
I did it with my mum.
We did it with my mum. That's fine. You can sit her in a seat by the telly. Anyway,
before we do this, I've just got to do something. Could you just bear with me?
I'll
do this, and then we'll find out what's on your show at 1 o'clock.
I know. Excited.
It's been a weird old vibe tonight, and I just need to write. I just need to write a few wrongs.
Hello,
Catherine. Look, I'm really, really sorry. Will you come back? Will you fill in for me next week? And will you be my sidekick on the show again?
Sidekick.
Sidekick.
Would you be my co-host on the show?
Pizza.
Will you do it? Because I've got Martin Kellner here who wants to tell us what's happening in his show. So is it a yes or no?
Will I get a pizza?
I will make sure you get a pizza with a special topping.
Dough balls.
You can have dough balls.
I'm in.
terrible.
You're in?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. So you'll cover the show next week?
Please hang
She's up. Gone. There we go. Yeah. And I have my fingers crossed. So kiss that.
Uncut, after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation.
The late-night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.